is they went to have the 575 Yom Shulchan Yomi. They were doing Yoredei Simon Shin Hey Sif Nun Av Tesamach. Father died after 30 days. We assume that the child was redeemed until they tell him that he was not redeemed. If it's before 30 days, you need a proof that the child was redeemed. But in this halacha, about after 30, the father died after 30 days. It says the Mishnah Shemel Shaloni. We assume his name was told he was not redeemed. If he's told he wasn't redeemed, even if it's not absolute testimony, then we assume he's not redeemed. So the chazak that a person that the father redeemed immediately upon becoming a babbly after 30 days, not an absolute airtight chazaka. The Ruben didn't show up to me from Prova. Yeah, most people don't pay up their debts immediately. I can't show no visa. If you're going to feel crimes later, say most even a relative or apostle is believed to say that the father did not redeem his child. Things that Rakhili Mills Obama is just revealing what we might suspect otherwise as well. With that, we should know. Because the Rashi show, Machan Postkin, the Rashi says, the Postkin say that Shiomo Lo Shitsibo Abibu Shasi Sashi Abdu. That he has to be told, that his father said, that he commanded at the time of his death that they should redeem the son. It's not specific. The father didn't have to command anything. He's distracted by his illness and his death. in other words, if the father commanded, you might think that specifically the father commanded and said that, okay, you have to redeem him because I didn't redeem him yet. And then he dropped dead. So then we assume he's not redeemed. So he says, so Arjun says, no. Even father didn't say anything because he was distracted by his illness and death. As long as we know that the kid wasn't redeemed. So he wasn't redeemed. Clearly, those thoughts, he has to redeem himself and check him when he grows up. Then base, but you know the common. Stephen Shintas Baba says something Bukhar Bahima Torah is a question of a doubt by a Bukhar of a kosher animal. Kosa to Bashar Sharam Rosh Khumukim Takwa coin. They argue about Takwa coin. The coin sees the animal. The Rambam plus the Emotim other Ram Baskins, we don't take away from the person who seizes it. The coin seizes it. For Rosh Rosh Tyson in the Motim and Chum, we do seize the animal back. We do remove the animal from the person who sees it. Savi Bukhar Adam, the Savik of a poor human being, came to pit and pet the Khambar. The subject of redemption of a firstborn donkey. Simon Shinchav Alf, Lozachu Klau Echadim Betokva Coin. They don't mention at all what's the lach where the coin seizes the redemption. Venira the Bohem Gamarama Moy the Motim, it seems Ram also conceding the point that we extracted redemption from him. Vishlam Bukhar Tahoira, the Adsam Bukhar Shahel Coin, but Bukhar Venak, Kokoshman, where the Bukhar itself belongs to coin, say you shop here, Shaman, the night visa. Then we can say that seizure is effective. Abuchor Adam Peter Hamor, but by the firstborn of a human being and the redemption of a firstborn donkey, the Raka Pinyon Shal Kohen, where only the redemption is well connect is belongs to the Kohen. Felo Batsam Abuchoros, not the actual Bukhar itself. Vapinum Mimo Momon Bar Shabalim, and also the redemption is clearly the money of the owner. Echol Kohen lead folks to topic. How can Kohen seize as in case of doubt? As far as it's Kubachuba, so Chuba is Rashba is mentioned, Chuba is Rashba, such a logic. After I shot some of the park, he said, you know, shot some of the seems to go back and forth in parallel between various and Bukhiras. I'm trying to make sure my score came. We can say the conclusion is not like that. It's also the grow. That's Svara Israel into because as far as the Shtaka Svara, a good Svara. Brackets, it says, Adina Pasa Kane, Horim Batumim, Bedina Tfiso, Simon Bays, of Zem, that's just near Sarsas Mark, and between Paskins, this distinction, King Savagon, Ricky Vega, Shemach, the Prime, Ve Duke. So that, but the thing itself can be seized by the coin, talk coin with money. But a seizing thing which would be in lieu of, then it's not going to be effective. Nun Gimel. Ima ya batzmo b'chor, shaviv lo p'to, vaya ben b'chor. The father himself was a b'chor, whose father was not redeemed, and he had himself, and this father, who was not redeemed, had his son, who was a b'chor. Yitatzo t'chia, she redeems himself. First, l'chara yivdez b'no, and then afterwards redeem his son. The mitzvah of his own body is superior for him. I've owned friend of Moshe Chalcoin, but his obligation came first. If he only has five slime, in any event, he should redeem himself. Mikdam, she's worth this reason because his mitzvah comes first. Because that's saying if you have a slim before the child reached the 31st day, because then the chiyuv devolved initially on him, who was already obligated. I feel the staff will be on saving the garden, but it's a hayim hazeh of the 31st day. God can chiyuv move according to his for the chiyuv, but his body comes first. Be loyal and chosim b'nei chorin, but he had no free and clear property, only property on the lien to other people. Even though the loan was late in the time which he was supposed to redeem his son, a coin cannot collect from the chasim which underleaned other people. Because the amount of the pinyan ben is like a verbal loan which cannot be extracted from property which is underleaned elsewhere. It's written in the Torah. A loan written in Torah is not like the document in a shtar, which is designated for the purpose. Bracket says, so we have to analyze how this happens. Only the karkos are underlined. And we can't use karkos for redemption anyway. Unless you are makne movable objects on the piggybacked on the ground, if the son whose father did not redeem grew up, his father's not letting him. Who would save those? He wants to, now he has the money, I guess. He wants to redeem his son. Of Kodem, father comes first. Lo Pakas Chuzo, his right never fell off. Chem Pasaka Rashpa. And the Beis Yosef and then brings it down. Father is recalcitrant, doesn't really redeem even after it's grown up. He can't compel the father. The son grew up and he has his own property. Therefore, we compel the child to redeem himself. The son has no property, but the father has property. We compel the father to do it. The Bisman is in our day and age. Since we don't have a coin who have a pedigree, every coin should suspect he's not a coin. If he asks him most, give back the money. And also he's liable to redeem himself. He has a shot, so set aside the money, give it to himself. The fact is, from to hear such things. To diminish now the quality or the level of the kuna, as is the zuli and come to mark scoffing, chas shalom or merkain, perish the thought. But I feel shalom ezer above the iman ezer came above the shalom kol kanim hayaksav yichus. Where Okwaim had a yichus brief, they had their records. We saw some lani tsa, and some did not happen. And the reach es kaskun aleim, which diminished the or weakened the chas kaskun which they possessed. Nevertheless, Omer Lechem, Lechem said, "Arei etem cheskaschem." You're soon to be kohanim. Kmo shachalta magola, but chuma just like you ate in chutzarets chuma. Kain tochlu gam ato, so to eat chuma as well. Kisa b'chuvas, like it says chuvas. Pazeshen yosham megdoy chazaka. As we learned there, the chazaka is very great. And shom mekosh kain ato, especially to nowadays. She'ein. No coin has the Yichus brief. Came and Shokulam and Xabirus, it's none of them have a Yichus brief, and Congregus or Claus, no Reyes are not having one. Kambur Shem and Dimitri, like it's clear of their tastes. Lokoshke and Shem Cheskes Kedushashem, and certainly they are the Chazaka being having their inbred consecration. Chilachlil, Lassos, Bezze, Aze, Sophic, and Spake, Sake, Chazashos, make Aze, Sophic, even Spake, Sake, the tribes, I feel the Tzu of Koshu, or join this even in any way, shape, or form to some sort of leniency. It says, like it says, So to their firstborn donkeys, let them be exempt also in their behemoth Torah from Bechorah, from their kosher animals. Shalheb Midbar Padu Behemoth's Behemoth's Yisrael. In the Midbar, their animals redeem the animals of the Yisrael. Kisim says, Behemoth's Al-Bi, the animals of the Behemoth, Tachas Behemoth, in lieu of the animals of the Israelim. Ach Zein Ze Shelo Azos is Nishtakashe. That's not difficult. The Badai Ilu Hay somewhere else, Labchor Behemoth Torah. If it would be effective for a b'chor of a behemah Torah to have a pinyon, if it was owned by a kohen, okay, that'd be true. I became a kedusha, b'kedusha saguf. But since the b'chor has its intrinsic kedusha, in the chayim behemah levena, there's no difference between animal and animal. The midbar lo matin rak pinyon behemah yisrael pshutos. We only found pidyon for the animals of the Jews, the simple animals of the Jews. Finally, the sales had circles the pidyon pichichachamorim, or for the sheep, which required in order to redeem the petachamayels, or the pichichachamorim, as well as the petachamorim themselves. Not sure what his point is. Says that zero tzichos the pinyon pidyon chamorim. Okay, yeah. So we don't say pinyon for any kosher animal, only for the. I'm not sure what he's saying here. We don't find that the Bechor Behemah Torah of the Yisrael was redeemed, right? That's a good point. The Bechor Behemah Torah was not redeemed. Only the Pitcher Chamor. I say the Sefer Bet Chamor. Rashi says as follows. Didn't redeem the firstborn kosher animals of the Jewish people, but rather the firstborn donkeys. The sheep of a Ben Levi, redeemed several petachamars from the Jews. Sounds like there's an opinion which shows that the firstborn animals were redeemed by the animals of the Imayin Shom. Can't make my kosher animal kavachomer. Because they have their own kedushas aguf. Not sure what he means by that, but anyway, also has there for a higher note for subsequent generations. Amar kavachomer levim, levim will be for me. Vav yasni you. They retain the kedusha. Amar daras nishol leafina. So we don't learn automatically Doros Mishra. Even they did redeem their behemoth Torah. It doesn't mean you can do it later on. Rak midrash is feeling Doros. Only in this drush you learn the Doros though Rak ba'adam that there's redemption. That's only by an Adam, not by behema. The Petach Amorim of him is because Zelazan Petach Amorim learned from its the inference of the parallel to these two things. Kosh Kosab. And Black says here, Vanilla is there, Pusha, the Krab, Parish, the Krab, the Zemi, Parish, Krab, Padot, Tifta, Bogomer, Gomer, Esbachor, Bogomer, Tifta, Ach, Bashor, Chor, Shor, Bachor, Kessa, Bogomer, Lo, Tifta, Kodesh, Aim, Esther, Gomer, Clomer, Kashak, Bachor, Mayhem, Tmail, Bachor, Adam. I drew a link and she will be cheating the Bachor of a non kosher animal, a Chor of human being. Came with shame, a Pinion, because they're both relevant to Pinion. Ach, Bechol, Shor, Bogomer, ain't a Pinion, but Bechol, first born of an ox, is not redeemed. He can't the shame, Bogovan, they, their body, themselves, the Kodesh. Among these locks, therefore you have to toss the blood on his back. I feel show Kohen Levi, even if it's the firstborn. Be matar of Kohen Levi viduk. Nun ches. I feel Kohen Levi on the soil of Israel. even if you have a daughter of a kohen or daughter of a levi who's married to Yisrael, ein ban ben chayav bepidyon. The son is not required to the to be redeemed. Now, the peter rechem tov rachman has to do with peter rechem. Ein ikar b'chor tov le'ba'av. It's nothing to do with the father. Ela b'ein b'vav. I should work on rechem. It is. It has to be rechem. He says this. Because b'chor for the mother is chayv b'din, not b'chor for the father. The opposite is not chayv. Kamech kain, therefore, since that's the case, pshita sabis your kamech shakwan b'levim p'turim. Since kain b'levim p'turim kosh kain shebas kain b'as levi. We're going to say that the kohen and levi are p'turim. Nevertheless, their child from b'din, certainly the daughter of the son, the child of the kohen is levi, whose rechem is not can't be doesn't have. The Torah's making the Kodesh B'chera. Hanasul Yisrael, they're married to Yisrael, should purchase B'nai B'chera, the exempted children from B'chera. V'cheinu Betach Hamor, this is true, Betach Hamor as well, K'mos Lai B'Sim Shin Chavav, Nisabu Mikuti Gabas HaKohen Shiolda. But there is an exception. If she came pregnant from a non-Jew, then the Bas Kohen gives birth, Chayav HaBen, opinion, the child is liable to being ashamed. It's chalala, but we also, this is going to, she lost her status as a kohenis when she was defiled by that person. She's a chalala, and then she says, and I say this. Have a baslevi put up part of the bidjan, a baslevi, her son is part of the bidjan no matter what. She learned his chalala, she doesn't become a chalala, but be a sakum, and he shall be a viyasa, and regard him, she maintains her libya status. She says she got pregnant from a Jew by Yisrael Machisho, and Yisrael denies it. Says that she became pregnant from a non-Jew. I've been part of my opinion. Child was part of my opinion. I can't show no. Bear advorn means to say Bas Kohen Penuya, the daughter of an unmarried Kohen. She holds a Zohar Peter Rechem, who gave birth to a firstborn male. For marriage to me, plainly Yisrael Sarati. She says, I got this is from so and so, a Jew. She became pregnant by a non-Jew. Maybe they say umnos v'chachos means there's evidence. I forgot they came and she machisha. Even though since he denies her, ain't an MS, maybe they should not believe towards him. But ain't no cloud. We don't say it's his son at all. Come. Nevertheless, come. Who ain't on Emma next door? He's also not believed against her. So much she couldn't decide to say she became pregnant from a non-Jew. By me and we say she had menace. So much son is but she's believed to say she came pregnant from a Jew. Me love me Yisrael Zev, not from this Jew, me so achat, so another Jew. L'chein ha-ben patim pidyon, therefore the son is exempt from pidyon. Tukim mamon ha-b'ches koso. Because the money remains in its chazaka, right? Because we're not sure. L'chein b'vor b'jur, that seems to raise itself up. So... It's a doubt, a question whether it's from a goy. No, not from a goy. So he has to keep the money. Came over to him and said to him, "Zayin, Abba Eishes Ishi Sabra Abal Kohen." A wife becomes pregnant, and the husband's Kohen says, "By Mishem Mamzer who this child is a Mamzer of them on the belief, father's belief. I feel Machisha. So even she denies it, Torah Minas, the Torah believes it, much because Torah Minas is Simon Dalit." Brad says in the bracket of Shach, Sof Simon Sof Sifkan Chof Nimokos of Sochim is there, Hashem is not sure about this. See there, like that, I'm not sure why it's not too sure. Paduk. Samach, Dover Pashu, it's clear. The soul she is to a Bas Kohen, and the soul his wife is a Bas Kohen. Beside Mikuti, she gave birth from a non Jew. Behold, the Petroleum, she gave birth to a firstborn. And our Abbey, those of us have to redeem the child, so we know it's not his father. Chaimon, she also must not be obligated. She has no crime to do bigger. Mukhiv does as well. He's got to redeem himself when he goes up. I mean, it's Chala, baby, as Kuti, when she came a Chalala, by the B of a non Jew. Chakach, he's not really about his son that she came pregnant from her husband, the Israel, who chayav b'pinyon, and he's chayav b'pinyon. Chayin koin sheishol ishah she's chalala b'bias kuti. Also, koin has a wife who became a chalala by the relations with the non-Jew who died my beitzer, and he continues to live with her. V'yol the ben b'chayin, she gives birth to a firstborn son. Chayav ben b'pinyon, the father's chayav b'pinyon. To chalal. Because it's a chalal. V'yol tzemi chalal kuna, he's no longer par kuna. Chayav b'pinyon, koin lifdoso. Laughed after the son himself. The father has redeemed him. Let that be the hot zone. Let it be for himself since he's a Kohen. Cute. Okay, that's it for today.